Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. I am actually broadcasting to you tonight from the headquarters of American Free Press on Capitol Hill. So if I'm a little behind in catching the breaks as they come up, or a little slow getting the names of the callers, and I will be taking callers later here in the hour, please forgive me. I don't have my regular equipment handy, but I am here sitting at the American Free Press office with a little bits and pieces of information I'd like to pass on to you. So get your pen and paper handy, folks. I am going to be telling you about a couple books you might want to pick up and where you can get them. And I'm also going to give you some up-to-date information about the big conference coming up in Southern California on the weekend of October 12th through 14th, and that's not that far away. So get your pen and paper handy, and after the break, I'll get into that. Just an interesting item in a Washington Post today I'd like to mention. Headline reads, 2008, the year of the civilian. It goes on to say that Arizona Senator John McCain is the only veteran among the leading presidential hopefuls. Now, finally, when you get down into the story, it tells you this much. The only candidates with military experience are lagging far behind in the polls. Among Republicans, Representative Duncan Hunter was an Army Ranger in Vietnam, and Representative Ron Paul was a flight surgeon in the Air Force. Among the Democrats, former Senator Mike Gravel, Alaska, served in the Army, and Senator Christopher J. Dodd of Connecticut in the Army National Guard and Army Reserve. Well, I hasten to point out, folks, isn't it very interesting that while there are three serious critics of the war in Iraq and of the Bush policy administration in general running for president, that's Ron Paul, Mike Gravel, and, of course, Dennis Kucinich, the Democratic congressman from Ohio. Two of those three are veterans. Isn't that interesting, folks, that of the primary critics of the war, two out of the three are veterans? I think that says a lot. I've been telling you here repeatedly, folks, that the generals and the admirals in the Pentagon were against the war in Iraq. They're against the impending war against Iran. Look what happened today. Senator John Warner, Republican of Virginia, longtime member of the Armed Services Committee, long viewed as a spokesman for the upper ranks of the military, long a supporter of the troops in every way, shape, and form. Senator John Warner says, get the troops home by December. Start withdrawing the troops from Iraq. Just like Congressman John Murtha, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, he's kind of like a Democratic House equivalent of John Warner, the Republican in the Senate. He's been a critic of the war for a long, long time. I called up my friend, the big shot lawyer, today and pointed this out to him. You know, the big shot lawyer supports anything that Bush and Bush's Jewish advisors, the neoconservatives, and everything that the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee want vis-a-vis U.S. foreign policy. And yet, you know, when my friend, a big shot lawyer, is confronted with these realities, all he can do is crack a joke. All he can do is kind of make light of the situation. And you know, it's sad because there's a lot of good people out there like that. I received a call from two ladies today who are listeners to this program. One of those ladies is kind of a convert to our side, and yet her husband is still entranced by George W. Bush, and what we might say is, he, like many, many other people, are addicted to war. But, you know, those of us who are the real patriots, those of us who really do support the troops, we are against war, and we don't believe in fighting wars unless they are to defend our homeland. And our homeland isn't Israel. We don't need any more wars for Israel, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right from the headquarters of American Free Press.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington, broadcasting, as I said, from the headquarters of American Free Press. If you haven't gotten your pen and paper handy, folks, I want you to do that because I'm going to be telling you about a very important conference coming up here in Southern California on Columbus Day weekend. Well, now, Willis Cardo is my longtime employer, worked with him at the Spotlight, now with American Free Press. And, you know, like all employees, I often want to hit Willis with a stick. Most people who work for other people often want to hit their employers with a stick. But I will say this about Willis. When he's a good writer, he's really good. And this week in American Free Press, he has a commentary asking the question, will Bush's bosses demand Iranian blood? He refers to George Bush as the decider, and he says, will the decider order an attack on Iran? Such an attack would be unnecessary, unconstitutional, genocidal, and a war crime. But these reasons will not stop him, the decider, that is, if the Israeli lobby orders it. He says, you can see the way the wind blows by watching the Israeli cheerleaders, TV windbags and columnists in your nearby newspaper, and frauds such as the corpulent con man, so-called evangelist John Hagee. Hagee literally prays that our brainless boy president will attack Iran. This will bring on the Battle of Armageddon, you see, and the world will be consumed in flame. as Hagee and his equally insane followers are wafted up into heaven. Well, Willis comments that all an air attack on Iran can do is to kill and injure thousands of people, destroy houses, factories, roads, railroads, as we did in Iraq. The Israeli lobby orders to destroy Iraq, an obstacle to Israeli expansion. We're still there, and we will be into the unforeseeable future. The cost to the taxpayers has been horrendous. The monetary cost of our attack on Iran will be far greater. European leaders shake their heads with disbelief at the takeover of America by a small country, Israel. The leaders of Russia and China are probably saying unaccustomed prayers that Bush will attack Iran. They will benefit immeasurably and inherit what influence and markets America now has. An American attack on Iran would set in concrete the end of American worldwide influence. The downfall of the dollar would likely be one result, bringing with it hyperinflation here. Politically, the Republicans would suffer even worse than they are now, bringing a sad crop of Democratic hopefuls to the fore. Could a real leader truly dedicated to the future of America arise from this political mess? That would be the only hope. Those are the words of Willis A. Cardo, and I endorse them 100%, and I suspect most of you out there listening in do so as well. It is a pretty messy situation we've got here, folks, and yet there are so many people out there who don't quite get it. I mentioned a phrase in my discussion. I referred to the fact that so many people are addicted to war. Well, a very nice lady who listens to this program sent me a copy of a very interesting oversized book entitled Addicted to War. It's actually a cartoon book, very, very entertaining book. It's about 70 pages in a very attractive oversized format with a glossy color cover. And it attacks Zionism too, folks. It's not afraid to talk about the influence of the Israeli lobby in this country. It kind of comes from a traditional, what you might call a left-wing viewpoint, but you know what? It talks about the New World Order. It talks about this drive for world government and imperialism, this concept that the United States wants to play world policeman. Well, that, folks, is what the New World Order is all about. There's a lot of patriots who don't quite understand that yet, but this very interesting book called Addicted to War, Why the U.S. Can't Kick Militarism, is well worth your read. The author is Joel Andreas, A-N-D-R-E-A-S. I'm going to give you the name of the publisher. It's AK Press. Now, they have a website on the Internet at akpress.org, just like it sounds, akpress.org. And their email is akpress@akpress.org. They're based in Oakland, California. Unfortunately, in this book, they do not list the price of Addicted to War, but it's a nice book, and I would guess probably if you send them $25, that would more than cover the cost. I can't imagine it's much more than that, and I'm sure if they get $25 in the mail from you, they'll be happy. It's certainly worth $25. So, their address on the Internet is akpress.org. Their snail mail address, their street address, is in Oakland, California. It's 674-A 23rd Street. 674-A, I guess it's hyphen A, 674-A 23rd Street, Oakland, California, 94612. Oakland, California, 94612. That's AK Press. And the book is Addicted to War, Why the U.S. Can't Kick Militarism. Very interesting. And, you know, it's sad because, as I say, there are so many people who think that war is patriotic. They think it's a good thing when there's war. I don't think war is a good thing under any circumstances. But if my country were invaded, I would fight for my country. But my country hasn't been invaded in the traditional sense. But my government has been taken over. My government has been taken over by a special interest, the Israeli lobby. And they're the ones who are dictating our U.S. foreign policy. They're the ones that are getting us in these needless wars, and we have to keep reminding people about that fact. It's a very simple fact, and a lot of people don't want to face it. Now, these folks, Mearsheimer and Wolf, these two distinguished professors, have written this new book based on their earlier paper on the Israel lobby. And in that book, it's very interesting, I was reading it today, they go to great lengths to assure people that, oh no, they're not anti-Semites, they're not anti-Jewish, they're just critics of Israel and the Israeli lobby. But the evil anti-Semites and the neo-Nazis say that the Israeli lobby is a conspiracy or a dark cabal. Well, I guess they would probably include me among the evil anti-Semites, but I don't think that what the Israeli lobby does is particularly a conspiracy. I think it's just what it does. It lobbies for a foreign interest. Its activities are rather dark, as even Mearsheimer and Walt themselves admit, if you look into some of the activities of this lobby. They are very dark activities. They are very much un-American. But, of course, Mr. Mearsheimer and Mr. Walt, Drs. Mearsheimer and Walt, they don't want to face that tar brush, but it's amusing and kind of interesting because they still have been called anti-Semites by some pretty highly regarded figures in the Jewish community, in the press, in academia. Well, Dr. Mearsheimer and Dr. Walt, look, just face it. By even mentioning the Israeli lobby, you're setting yourself up for attack. But thank God, Drs. Mearsheimer and Walt, you have done so. Welcome to the club. It's sometimes pretty nasty to be attacked by the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Committee and the American Jewish Congress and all manner of organizations. But as I said to these nice ladies I spoke to on the phone today, and as I've told you listeners many times, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. It's interesting in that book, Drs. Mearsheimer and Walt lay flat out the very strong case that, in fact, the Israeli lobby and all the most powerful Jewish organizations in the United States wanted the U.S. to go into the war in Iraq. And, in fact, the Israelis themselves very clearly wanted us to go to war in Iraq. So all these disingenuous claims by these aforementioned organizations that, no, the American Jewish Committee is overwhelmingly opposed to the war and was opposed to the war from the beginning. These excuses, fall flat. That's right, folks. We don't want any more wars for Israel. No more wars for Israel, ladies and gentlemen. This must be the rallying cry of all good patriots in this country, all people who oppose the New World Order, all people who oppose imperialism, all people who oppose the domination of the American political process and the implicit control of our U.S. military and of our nuclear weapons by Zionist madmen who do want to shed blood worldwide, as Willis Cardo said in his editorial that appears in American Free Press this week. All the evidence is there, folks. I mean, you know, I read Dr. Mearsheimer and Walt, and I say to myself, oh, yes, I wrote that. I used that information, too. That all appears in my book, The High Priests of War. And I'm not here to say that it's anything original on my part, nor is it original on the part of Drs. Mearsheimer and Walt, because as I always say, there are so many good people out there in so many places on the Internet writing on their blogs, people who have small publications, people who have Internet websites, who are bringing all this news and information out in any way possible. And thank God, of course, we have here the Republic Broadcasting Network bringing you news and information that you don't get anywhere else. Now, we're not on shortwave anymore, folks, but RBN is now working to enhance its Internet outreach. And, you know, the Internet is reaching far and wide, so we got to take advantage of that opportunity to reach more people. So spread the word about RBN. When we come back, I'll tell you about this upcoming conference. Get your pen and paper handy. No More Wars for Israel. That's the title of the conference. No More Wars for Israel.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. I was rather amused to receive an email today from someone who sent me an article by former RBN broadcaster and former American Free Press correspondent Greg Szymanski. Greg quotes one he describes as Slats Grobnik, a freedom fighter. Actually, Slats Grobnik was a character created by longtime Chicago columnist Mike Royko. Well, according to Greg, the American Free Press has done more damage to the cause of freedom as it continues its well-organized, deceptive, and divisive campaign to mislead people. It says American Free Press is set up by the establishment, set up by intelligence operatives and the Jesuits to spread hatred towards the Jews. It will not deal with the Vatican-led New World Order in a fair manner, simply because, according to inside sources, its owner is bought off and paid off by Vatican minions who want to protect the real perpetrators. Well, it turns out, according to Greg, the Vatican Bank and the Federal Reserve money cartel are the biggest money launderers in the world, and you can bet the dirty money flows down to the American Free Press. And then he goes on to say, at the end of the article, as if to prove further how the American free press suppresses the truth and incites violence and hatred, they are teaming up white hate mongers and a misinformed group called Crescent and the Cross to stage a hate rally next Columbus Day in Southern California. Well, that group that is referred to as not Crescent and the Cross, but it's you can find it. Of course, it's Mark Glenn's crescentandcross.com. Well, anyway, the purpose of the rally, according to Mr. Szymanski, is best exhibited by a recent promo sent over the Internet. Pay close attention to how the rally intends to blame the Jews for the war in Iraq, which is simply another Jesuit ploy to take the heat off the real culprits, the Vatican and its loyal minions in America, the Middle East, and Israel. Well, anyway, folks, the No More Wars for Israel conference is going to be in Columbus Day weekend in Southern California. Those dates are October 12th through the 14th. At this point, I intend to be there, of course, unless I've been assassinated or kidnapped. As we know, it's... Okay, well, in any case, I'm going to be there. We're going to have our friend Paul Fromm there. Paul's been a guest on this program. Willis Cardo may well be there. I'm not sure his plans are firm at this point. Jim Condit, the expert on vote fraud and a longtime critic of Zionism, is going to be there. Ellen Mariani, the 911 widow and crusader for 911 truth, will be there. Deirdre Fields, a South African-born journalist and author of Boer descent, will be there speaking. Dee is always a very interesting speaker. She'll bring us a little bit about what's going on, the Zionist role in the destruction of South Africa. And good old Stan Hess, the pro-European American activist. Stan is quite a fellow, and he will be there. And, of course, dare I fail to mention it, Mark Glenn will be there. I don't need to tell you who Mark Glenn is. You're familiar with his website, crescentandcross.com, and for his excellent work for American Free Press. Now, you can get more information about the rally as things develop by writing crescentandcross@yahoo.com. crescentandcross@yahoo.com. crescentandcross.com. Right now, it appears as though the registration fee will be $150 per person, or $195 per couple, with student discounts available. That registration fee includes a Saturday evening banquet and a Sunday breakfast. The hotel rooms with double occupancy allowed will be $109 a night. Now, they have not released the actual location of the conference, but my understanding is it will be held very, very close to the John Wayne International Airport, which is right there in Orange County, California, very, very close to the John Wayne International Airport. And if you want to fly into Los Angeles, that's about 30 minutes from there. Friday evening, the 12th, will be a cocktail meet-and-greet party that will kick off the events. That's on Friday evening, so you might want to plan on arriving Friday morning to get ready for the events of the weekend. And I'm sure it'll be a good conference. A lot of good people are going to be there. I'm looking forward to attending, God willing, and I hope to meet a lot of you people there. A lot of good patriots in the Southern California area. So if you can afford to come, and I hope you can, keep that in mind. Your hotel rooms will be $109 per night. Registration will be $150 per person if it's you and your wife or you and your husband. It'll be, for couples, $195. And as I say, knowing virtually all of the speakers who will be there, and oh, I forgot to mention another name, names that have been added, John DeNugent, who is a contributing editor for the Barnes Review, and also his fiancée, Margaret Hufstickler, both of whom have been guests on this show. So I hope you will make your plans to attend that conference, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a good conference. Interesting, and I am confident, a lot of fun. And we'll bring you more details as they come in. But prepare to come to Southern California that weekend, October 12th through the 14th.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Talking about American Free Press. Kind of interesting. I listened to a broadcast from the gruesome twosome, Huff, Schmidt, and Smith, and they were going on and on trying to scare people into not subscribing to American Free Press by saying that American Free Press was set up by the Southern Poverty Law Center to gather the names of patriots. Well, I'm not even going to go into that. But that kind of reminds me of the allegation that the Vatican set up American Free Press. So take your pick. Either the Southern Poverty Law Center or the Vatican set up American Free Press. But in any case, I guess these guys really don't understand how transparent they are, because, you know, in this world of the internet, let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, every person who logs on to their website, every person who logs on to their broadcast, let's face it, folks, the Israelis are the master manipulators of the computer world, and they are able to hack in and find out exactly who is listening anywhere in the world to Daryl Bradford Smith's broadcasts. And maybe that's what it was all about in the first place. You know, someone on the internet has done some very interesting research and determined that the very realm of internet technology that our friend Eric Huffschmidt is engaged in is directly interconnected with high-tech internet operations, technology, and research in the state of Israel. Interesting, isn't it, folks? Boy, I wish someone, like maybe Larry Silverstein, should do a controlled demolition of Daryl Bradford Smith's farmhouse. Or maybe someone could fly a Global Hawk into it. I don't know. Yeah, they also said today, Huff Schmidt and Smith, they say Ron Paul is a cancerous cyst. There's a lot of things that can be said about Ron Paul, but the last thing I could think of to call Ron Paul would be a cancerous cyst. Another little item that should be mentioned. You know, it was in 1977 that the Israeli lobby, Israeli organizations here in America, like the Anti-Defamation League, teamed up with corrupt people in the Justice Department to start a campaign against John Demjanjuk. 1977. Well, this is 2007, ladies and gentlemen. Do your math. Since 1977, John Demjanjuk has been under fire from the Israelis and their adherents on American soil. They're getting ready to deport him from the United States. All these years, folks, these are the people that are always bellyaching about the Holocaust, always bellyaching about being tormented by the Nazis. And, you know, the thousand-year Reich of Adolf Hitler only lasted, what, roughly 12 years, and it was only during a few years during that period that the Germans were actually rounding up people and deporting them from their homes. But John Demjanjuk has been subjected to terrorism and harassment by American Jewish organizations and corrupt Jews inside the Justice Department since 1977, 77, 87, 97, 2007. That's a long, long time, folks. Horrible. Well, I understand we got a call from Mark Glenn, and since I was just making reference to him, I'm going to bring him up. Mark, come on up.
Michael.
How are you tonight?
Tell me that you made this whole thing up.
What are you referring to?
To this latest thing from Szymanski.
I kid you not. He says that American Free Press was set up by the Vatican.
Tell me that you made this all up in some drunken fantasy.
No, I wish I had, but I received the email and I checked Szymanski's website out. Yes, he says that Patriot Slats Grobnik has revealed that American Free Press is an organ of the Vatican, set up by the Vatican to advance the Vatican's cause. What can I tell you, Mark? You're working for the Vatican.
You know, I'd like to point out that it was just about a year ago that Szymanski had me and, I guess, my partner in hate now, Hisham Talawi, on his radio program. He was so fascinated with the idea that a Christian and a Muslim would get together and form this thing known as Crescent and Cross. He was so fascinated with that he wanted to have us on his show, and he did. It's amazing that none of these warning bells went off in his head with as bright as he considers himself to be. None of this was apparent to him. I wonder what has caused him to suddenly switch directions.
Well, he cites his source, Slats Grobnik, a veteran American patriot. I'm just telling it like it is, Mark. I know. I sometimes feel like I need, as I've said, to add some humor to this program. But in this case, as I say, this is not something that I've just made up. This is something that's on Szymanski's website.
You know, as blasphemous as it sounds, Mike, growing up as a Catholic, we were always taught about the saints and we were taught about the prophets. And one of the things, one of the threads that ran through a lot of these people was their willingness either to wander off into the desert where they could be by themselves or their willingness to face death. And now it has occurred to me that in no small part, their willingness to live on the fringes like this probably stemmed from the fact that they had to deal with lunatics in their own time of the same caliber that we are dealing with in our time. And I certainly don't consider us prophets or saints, but you know, there just comes a point at which these people just,
you know,
I mean,
you know,
I'm speechless.
Mark,
I really am speechless.
Mark, the funny thing about it is, you know, I mean, I'm laughing about it, but, you know, there are people out there that take this kind of stuff seriously and will quote this, you know.
Yes.
And unfortunately, evidently, American Free Press gave Greg Szymanski a lot of credibility in the Patriot movement during the many years that he wrote for American Free Press for several years, and he wrote a lot of good articles for American Free Press. And now he says we were set up by the Vatican. We know the funny thing is, you know, the funny thing is about that, you know, it's absolutely true that the Vatican does play a very powerful role in world affairs. And I have no doubt that there are publications that are funded by the Vatican, you know, and, you know, but I can tell you, you know, I've been around American Free Press from the beginning. I was there the day when the Spotlight newspaper was shut down, and a handful of us were crowded into Willis Carter's office, and we're saying, what are we going to do? And we all said, all right. And Willis said, what do you want to do? He was ready to give it up. And we all said, we want to start up a new paper. And, you know, the only reason we were able to set up a new paper is because a few weeks before, when we thought things were going to go bad for us, we had the warning signs. We sent out an appeal in the pages of the Spotlight newspaper and said, Liberty Lobby, the publisher of the Spotlight, may soon be shut down. But if you would like to see a new Patriot newspaper along the lines of the Spotlight emerge, please send your money to an independent company called Friends of the Spotlight and Liberty Lobby. And you know what? I don't know how many people actually responded, but lots of people responded. And, you know, we raised almost, I think it was like $200,000 to $300,000. And so even though Liberty Lobby was shut down, that independent company that was headed by the late Mrs. Curtis Dahl, that company was there for us, and they provided us the money we needed to rent a new headquarters, to get the equipment we needed, to keep paying the bills, to keep the thing operating. We were shut down for about a month, but American Free Press came back. We even rented the old Spotlight mailing list. We didn't use it without authorization because we couldn't. We rented it from the company that actually had assumed management of it. And we rented that mailing list, and, you know, even though the Spotlight, you know, Spotlight at that time had roughly, oh, I guess 80 or 90,000 subscribers. A lot of the original subscribers came back and joined American Free Press. And I can guarantee you that none of the money came out of Tel Aviv and none of the money came from the Vatican. You know,
Pope was not there at this infamous meeting with Willis Carter.
The Pope was not there. Neither was Abe Foxman of the ADL or Morris Dees of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I can tell you it was a struggle for us to get American Free Press in shape and trying to get it going. And, you know, we struggle for, you know, from month to month, just like the Republic Broadcasting Network does. So we're not getting money from the Federal Reserve, and we're not getting money from the Vatican coffers or money from the Rothschilds or from Eric Huffschmidt's in-laws, the Murdoch family. No, we get money from grassroots Americans who send in small contributions to keep American Free Press going. We sell books. We sell videos. You know, we don't make a profit, but we're able to continue the operation. And then for someone who was sucking on the AFP tit for several years, Greg Szymanski, at a pretty penny, I might add. I should look that up and tell everybody how much Greg Szymanski made from American Free Press. You know, now for him to say that the Vatican set up American Free Press, it just goes to show you, well, it's just as crazy as Huffschmidt's contention that we're set up by the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, it just goes to show you that you can put any little bit of crap out there and people will believe it. And this is why I think it's so important, you know, for truth to be out there. You know, and like, I really appreciated Bob calling in from Texas last night, you know, because he had misquoted something, and it really bothered him, and he made the effort. He actually even sent me an email, which I just got today. But Bob called in to correct it for our audience, and I really appreciated that. You know what I mean? Sometimes I want to hit Bob with a stick. you know. But Bob's a good man. He's sincere, mm-hmm. you know, and he believes in the truth. And yet then there are people out there who will just make up a story and say that the American Free Press is funded by the Vatican. And he says he has inside sources. Well, I guarantee you if there's a Vatican source inside American Free Press, it's news to me. You know,
well,
just like,
if I can,
you know,
say
I'll tell
this.
You, go ahead, Mark. Yeah.
No, you go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I was just going to say, just like Christopher Boleyn told the story that American Free Press backed off in exposing Zionism because Willis Cardo's life was threatened. Now, that's really funny because American Free Press, as you well know, has never backed off in exposing Zionism. And in fact, when Willis, and I've told the story on the air, when Willis Cardo's life was threatened by Jockstork Chiner of the World Zionist Organization, our anti-Zionist Jewish attorney, Mark Lane, wrote a letter to Jockstork Chiner and said, Mr. Tork Chiner, we are aware of your threats, and we take your threats very seriously, and because of that, you better be careful, buddy. That made American Free Press, or I should say in those days, the Spotlight, even more determined to expose these kind of things. So,
well,
you know, again, it just amazes me that there are people who will make up these extraordinary lies with no basis in truth and then put them out there. It's no better than these people who make up these funny little stories that try to prove some point that are absolute frauds that can easily be knocked down.
Well, isn't it interesting that had it not been written by Szymanski, you would have assumed that it was a press release from the ADL or the SPLC, a hate conference in Southern California.
Yeah.
Who puts out a press release like that except for people who are attached to the Jewish lobby?
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It just amazes me.
Well,
Mark,
if I can just make one quick thing, because
yeah,
I know
go
I'm
ahead.
Sure at least Jim from Texas is waiting to get
no,
on.
No, Jim actually hasn't called in tonight. I think Jim's taking a break. But, yeah, I do have a couple callers lined up. I want to try to squeeze
them. I would say to anybody out there listening who's thinking about coming to the conference, don't be scared away by this nonsense that this lunatic Szymanski is saying. It is not a hate conference. If anything, okay, if you want to call it a hate conference, we hate the fact that our country is being destroyed, that our young people are being slaughtered in the Middle East, and that this is just the beginning stages of something that's going to be bigger. If you want to call it a hate conference, and if you want to call the work that I do and that American Free Press does, that Hisham Talawi does, that Mike Piper does, if you want to call this hate, then go ahead and call it hate. But let's make sure that we qualify this in the proper way. We hate lies. We hate injustice, we hate oppression, and it's because we love our countries and we love our families.
Couldn't put it any better myself, Mark.
I've got to go feed my sheep, Mike.
All right, give them my regards. I like Mark's sheep and his llamas and his wife and kids, too, by the way. All right. Okay, we have another caller waiting here patiently, Jerry in Connecticut. Jerry, come on up. Oh, we lost Jerry. Sorry about that, Jerry. Do we have Country Boy in Indiana? Let's bring him up.
Hey, this is Country Boy out in rainy Indiana.
It's raining in Indiana. Well, it's hot as hell here in Washington. I'm not sure which I'd prefer.
No, I want to tell you this. I told you so. I told you so about Szymanski. I can go back a year or two when I called you. And you said, whatever, I don't want to talk about it. When he talked about some Mormon guys out there being in a compound, and I told you that anybody who's a lawyer and who's a journalist is not going to use a loaded word like that, especially after the Branch Davidian church being characterized as that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know what?
I have to confess, I remember your phone call.
All right. Well, that's the main thing. I didn't even prepare anything tonight, but when I heard that, see, this was the guy that was also with the other Vatican assassins that had you on.
Yeah,
for debate
I actually
with
was a guest on his show with Eric John Phelps.
Well, him and Szymanski are two peas in a pod.
Yeah, I just was a little bit surprised that Greg would publish an article like that because, you know, if he has any proof that the Vatican is funding American Free Press, I'll tell you what, I would love to have him come on this program. I'd invite him to come on the program and outline that evidence to this audience. So if anybody, if Greg is listening or if anybody is in contact with Greg, you tell him he has an open invitation, and I want him, and he can post the bank account information on the internet if he wants. If he has proof of it, I'd be more than pleased to see it, because I'll tell you what, I could show him that we're not funded by the Vatican and we weren't set up by the Vatican. Of course, it's silly, country boy, but, you know, there are people out there who believe this crap. That's what worries me. Too many good patriots get suckered by this kind of stuff. But you were right. I'll say that on the record, ladies and gentlemen. Country boy was right. All right, we're going to the break. When we come back, I'm going to try. I think we have one more caller we can squeeze up. Apologies to Jerry from Connecticut who dropped off. But we'll be here Monday, God willing, and he can call back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This hour goes by so fast, folks. Okay, we have a very patient caller in Connecticut named Henry. Henry, come on up.
Yes, hi.
How you doing tonight, Henry?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing
Somebody
it.
Told me, too, that Michigan has a, this may sound a little off subject, but yesterday Frosty Wilbur just wanted to mention about Michigan having a 10-cent bottle deposit.
Okay.
All right, and he was saying that My state, Connecticut, and a few others are the only ones that recycle, and the rest of the country won't. The rest of the country and states do not. But this is the point I was going to get to, is that when I look at this country, except for the Bill of Rights and except for the Constitution, I think that may be worth fighting for. But all the social stuff, social standards, and this stuff about being how great it is to be a multicultural society, and all this religious and moral junk, and all this other stuff, not to mention all the Zionist control, because we're far more wrapped up in Israel than we ever wrapped up in the countries that founded us, like Germany or England or Italy.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is in Scotland, and I don't hear nothing with Scotland with S. As a matter of fact, it's not even mentioned at all, at all, which is not funny. But I'm thinking how, what, I'm not going to, it's kind of off subject, because I know yours is a more political show, and you have a very good program. But that thing with Frosty, I got to call him back next week, and I'll call you too. But it just threw me, because the stuff that he was saying, I was thinking of for years, and I happened to come back from a store and have some recycle on the way coming back home. I said, why don't they make it 10 cents? But he told me something really dangerous. He said that this country is the main one responsible for all the plastic in the oceans. And here's my reason with the bottles. The reason why I think some states don't do that, especially in the South, you know, like below mm-hmm. where you live, is because I think you have those, not all, and I'm not saying all Christians, okay? I do have some Christian friends, although I'm pagan, I'm not Christian, but I think there's too much in this country sent around whether they're always backbreaking, hardworking, and morals, and all this values and standards crap, and they're so afraid that maybe some teenager or somebody may not have, you know, a lot of money. Now, with the case with me, it was some bottles I brought, but they're afraid somebody would come walking along and they can gather a bunch of bottles and get a couple of bucks for free, and they think that's, it's more important whether that doesn't happen and whether they break their butt for everything they get than keeping us, than us keeping a clean environment. You see, that's where ones, countries like Germany and Scandinavia and Switzerland and even Austria, who are as preoccupied with morals and religion and all that garbage filth, and do stuff more for practicality. It has nothing to do with socialist control. I'm not a communist. And they're not communists either, some of them. But there's too much emphasis in this country more around morality and values and whether they earn everything they get than what's practical or scientific. That's why our students come out of school and they can't compete with college students that come out of Japan or Germany. At least it used to be.
Now, so many things in this country are going so bad, and they have been for so long.
But we're stupid. I mean, we're so stupid. We've been that way for 40, 50 years. I mean, I wasn't around then, but I could be wrong about what I'm saying about the bottle thing, but I really do believe that's the case, because I've heard on some AM stations, now shortwave is more intellectual, that's more up a higher intellectual cerebral level, like your show, for instance, especially, and a couple others. But I would hear this stuff, especially from a lot of older people calling from Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana. I can go on and on. It's not funny, but
it's scary is what it is.
I think it's dumb. It's stupid. I mean, it's really stupid.
Well, sometimes stupidity.
We're a stupid country.
Sometimes stupidity becomes dangerous.
Yeah. Look what we got in the White House.
That's right. All right, Henry. Thanks for your call.
All right. Take care.
All right,
you have a good weekend.
Sorry. You too. You have a good weekend, Henry. Everybody have a good weekend. This is Michael Collins Piper signing off from Vatican headquarters on Capitol Hill. I mean Zionist headquarters. I mean Vatican headquarters on Capitol Hill. Have a good weekend. God willing, we'll be here Monday, folks.
It's true.